This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal corruption charges were announced against two former close aides to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a senior state official, and six other people in a devastating blow to the governor's innermost circle and a repudiation of how his prized upstate economic development programs were managed. A battle has broken out in Los Angeles. The conflict has pitted developers and some government officials against neighborhood organizations and preservationists. It's a debate about height and neighborhood character, the influence of big money developers on City Hall, and most of all, what Los Angeles should look like a generation from now. A multi-year examination by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights into abuses during a 2006 crackdown ordered by Mexican President and former Governor Peña Nieto on San Salvador Atenco, a town in Mexico State where demonstrators had taken over the central square. During the operations, which left two dead, more than 40 women were violently detained by the police, packed onto buses and sent to jail several hours away. Officials are demanding an investigation into the brutal sexual assaults of 11 Mexican women during those protests. The increasing digitization of finance and the move away from cash could add 6% to the annual economic output of the world's developing nations over the next 10 years, according to a new report from the McKinsey consulting firm's research arm. More than 20 world leaders tendered legal documents to the United Nations, formally binding their governments to the Paris Climate Accord at a General Assembly ceremony, and all but assuring that the agreement will go into force by the end of the year. Stress may counteract the beneficial effects of a healthful diet, a study in molecular psychiatry suggests. Well-educated white voters are rejecting Republican candidates in North Carolina. Clinton and Trump are tied 41% to 41% among likely voters in a three-way race in North Carolina, according to a New York Times Upshot Siena College poll. Clinton leads by 2 percentage points in a head-to-head contest, 45% to 43%. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.